Now, this should come as no surprise because of the fact that what we believe and what the Bible says is often so polar opposite to this world's ideologies, people can look at us and say, man, you guys are crazy. You know, when we preach the Bible, when we talk about biblical doctrines and biblical truths, whether even in regards to salvation, when it comes to salvation, when it comes to the Godhead, when it comes to morality in this country, when it comes to all of the counsel of God, people look at us and say, you guys are nuts. You guys are crazy. You guys have lost your minds. You guys are too radical, right? And the world looks at us like that. And the closer you get to the Bible, the more of the Bible that you believe, the more the world's going to look at you like you're some sort of disgusting fundamentalist crazy nut, okay? That's true, amen. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Well, it's not true that we're crazy. I'm saying it's true that that's what they believe, right? But that is exactly the response that any individual will give us when we actually show them what the Bible says, you know? And you have Christians today who don't want to preach the truth. They don't want to, you know, overstep their boundaries and, you know, say the radical things of the Bible because they don't want to look crazy to the world. But you know what? Let's be fools for Christ's sake, the Bible says, you know? I'd rather believe the Bible, preach the Bible, say what the Bible says, and nuts to whatever, you know, everyone else's opinion about us is, as long as we please the Lord. And in fact, the Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. You know, the world actually respects the man of God who's actually willing to get up and preach the word of God, even if he disagrees with what he's saying.